All right, let's kick this off with a scenario that I think is going to haunt a lot of business owners listening. You run a staffing agency. You're great at it. You fill roles, you shake hands, you close deals. But there's this nagging feeling, right? That you're just invisible. You look at your competitors, they're on TikTok, they have this slick podcast, they're everywhere on Google, and you're just, well, you're sitting there with your phone and your email.
It's the classic content saturation problem. You know you need to be everywhere,
Yeah.
but out. You physically can't be.
Because you have a job to do. You can't just stop recruiting to become a full-time YouTuber.
Exactly.
So today, we're looking at a collision of two worlds that, well, it claims to solve this exact headache. In one corner, we have Bullhorn.
The heavyweight. I mean, if you're in staffing, Bullhorn is pretty much the operating system for your entire business.
Right.
It manages your candidates, your clients. Onboarding, it's the system of record for over 10,000 companies.
And in the other corner, we have something called Auto Content API. Now, the marketing copy calls it an industrial engine for content. But I want to be really clear about what we're looking at here. This isn't a tool you log into to type a blog post. We're talking about code.
We are. We're exploring what happens when you plug a content automation engine directly into that huge database of job listings just sitting inside Bullhorn.
The premise is pretty wild. Can a staffing agency really turn itself into a media powerhouse? Videos, podcasts, articles, the works, without hiring a single extra person.
That's the mission for this deep dive. And honestly, it's not just about saving time. It's about asking whether the whole post a job and pray model is, well, if it's dead.
Okay, so let's unpack the problem first, because if I'm a recruiter and I'm using Bullhorn, I'm probably thinking, I'm already efficient. Bullhorn has its own AI, doesn't it? They have that tool, Amplify.
They do, yeah. And Amplify is fantastic for what it does. It automates the middle office, it screens resumes, it matches candidates to roles, it handles all the logistics, it makes the process faster.
So if the process is fast, what's the actual issue?
The issue is the top of the funnel.
Yeah.
You can have the most efficient screening process in the world, but if nobody knows your job even exists, you have nobody to screen. The source material calls this the mental availability gap.
Mental availability. That sounds a little like a marketing buzzword.
It is, but it's a crucial one. The whole build it and they will come idea
Yeah.
is just, it's over. You can't just post a text listing on some job board and wait.
Candidates are too spread out.
They're completely fragmented. They're reading newsletters. They're listening to podcasts on their commute. They're doom scrolling TikTok at lunch.
So to win, you have to be in all those places at
You
once.
have to intersect with their life. But here's the barrier, and it's a big one: production costs.
Oh, I know this pain. To make a decent podcast, you need gear, editing, hosting. To make video, forget about it.
The data is just brutal here. A single manually produced podcast episode costs anywhere from, say, $150 to $500. And that's on the low end.
And video is thousands.
Thousands. Most agencies just cannot afford a full studio team.
So they just default to text because text is free.
Exactly. And that is the bottleneck that Auto Content API is trying to break. It's proposing a shift from human creation to programmatic transformation.
Okay, transformation. Let's get into the gears of this, how it actually works. I'm skeptical of any magic button promise. Let's say I have a job listing in Bullhorn for a senior Java developer in Seattle. It's just a wall of text, bullet points, requirements, benefits.
Right. Just boring but necessary data.
If I plug that into Auto Content API, what happens? Does it just read the text out loud like some robotic GPS?
Yeah.
Because no one is going to watch that.
And that's the critical distinction. If it just read the text, yeah, it'd be useless. The API uses a transformation engine. It takes that raw Bullhorn data, the text, and first it passes it through a summarization and a scripting layer.
So it actually rewrites it for the medium.
Yeah, precisely. For video, it identifies the hook. Are you a Java dev looking for a six-figure salary in the Pacific Northwest? It scripts a 60-second story. Then it hits the video endpoint.
This is that faceless channel strategy the notes mentioned.
Yes, it generates a 9.16 vertical video perfect for TikTok or YouTube Shorts. It'll select a stock video background, or, and this is the cool part, use an AI avatar to present the role, add subtitles, and sync the audio.
Okay, wait, an AI avatar, does it look human? Or are we talking about those creepy, uncanny valley puppets that blink too
The
much?
tech has moved fast, really fast. The sources describe them as broadcast quality. It's using the latest generation of avatars. Now, is it indistinguishable from a human if you stare at it for an hour? Maybe not. But for a 30-second scroll on Instagram, it definitely stops the thumb.
Okay, but what's the cost? If I'm paying a freelancer, that video is, what, $300 minimum?
Via the API, the cost is roughly €4.
€4? I can't even get a freelancer to open their email for €4.
That's the industrial scale part of it. On their business plan, it works out to about 400 credits. So the math just completely changes. You aren't picking and choosing which VIP jobs get a video anymore.
You can make one for everything.
You can literally generate a TikTok for every single placement in your database. You flood the zone.
You create 50 videos a day for the price of one. Wow.
It lets you test creative at a scale that a human team just physically can't match.
Video is just one slice. I was actually more interested in the audio side of this. The sources mentioned something about a notebook LM API alternative. Now, we've seen those Google demos where two AIs banter back and forth. Is this claiming it can do that for a business?
That's exactly the claim. I mean, Google's Notebook LM is amazing, but it's a consumer tool. You have to drag and drop files by hand. Auto Content API is basically saying, we can do that, but programmatically.
Okay, walk me through the use case. I'm a recruiter. I've got 10 new jobs this morning.
All right, picture this workflow. It's 6 a.m. The API queries Bullhorn for the top 5 hot jobs of the day. It pulls the descriptions, but it doesn't just summarize them. It creates a dialogue script between two AI hosts.
Like us.
Hopefully with a little less charm, but yeah. One host might say, hey, did you see that new nursing role in Austin? And the other replies, yeah, the relocation package on that is insane.
So it turns a list of requirements into a radio show.
A daily job brief. It takes static text, which people skim or just ignore, and turns it into audio, which people actually engage with while they're driving or at the gym. And because it connects to tools like Make.com, this entire podcast is generated, hosted, and pushed to Spotify before the recruiter has even had their morning coffee.
That's what gets me. It moves the agency from being a job board to being a media company. You're giving people a reason to subscribe even if they aren't looking for a job right now.
That's the retention play. You stay in their ear.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. Because Bullhorn is a global platform. They're in the UK, Europe, Asia, Pacific. Language is a huge barrier in recruitment.
Oh, it's a massive friction point. If you're placing candidates in Germany, but your best recruiter only speaks English and French, you've got a problem.
So how does the API handle that? Is it just like Google Translate, text-to-speech?
It's deeper than that. The API supports over 50 languages for both audio and video generation.
So I post the job in English in Bullhorn.
And the API picks it up. It generates the English assets, sure, but then it automatically branches out. It translates the script, synthesizes the audio in Spanish, German, Japanese, and it can even lip sync the avatar for the video versions.
Instantly.
In minutes. You are effectively multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, overnight. You don't need to hire a localization team or a translator. Oh. The system just handles it.
That's a huge competitive advantage. But I want to pivot to something the source is called newsjacking.
Yes. This is where we move from just job ads to actual thought leadership.
Because right now, if some big news hits, say a new law about overtime pay in California agencies are too slow, by the time they write a blog post and get it approved, the news cycle is already over.
Exactly. Speed is a feature. The Auto Content API has what it calls social listening endpoints. So it can monitor feeds from X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit.
So it's listening for keywords.
Right. Let's say it detects a trending thread on Reddit about remote work burnout or tech layoffs.
Okay, it sees the trend, then what? Does it just retweet it or something?
No, that's low value. It triggers the deep research endpoint. This is the really cool part. It goes out and finds facts. It cross-references reputable sources to understand why this topic is trending.
So it does the homework.
Then it combines that external news with your own internal Bullhorn data. It looks at your marketplace insights.
Ah, so it could say everyone is talking about remote work burnout, and hey, our data shows a 20% drop in remote applications this month.
Precisely. It generates a podcast episode or a LinkedIn video that combines the news with your own proprietary data. It positions the agency as an authority, not just another spectator.
And it does this while the topic is still hot.
It strikes while the iron is hot.
I love that. But I want to switch gears. We've talked a lot about external marketing, getting people in, but the notes mention an internal use case that I think is actually smarter, the private podcast network.
This is a huge, huge problem for growing agencies. Bullhorn is powerful, but man, it is complex. You've got Connexys, job science, all these automation tools. Onboarding a new recruiter is just a nightmare.
And nobody, I don't care what they tell you, nobody reads the 50-page PDF handbook.
They absolutely do not. And with remote work, junior recruiters can feel really isolated. They don't get that desk-side coaching they used to.
So how does the API solve that?
You feed those guys in playbooks directly into the API. It converts them into short training podcasts. But here's the real aha moment. They call it the CEO paradox.
Unpack that for me.
Every employee wants to hear from the leader. They want the vision, the weekly wins, the culture. But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They can't just block out 2 hours every Friday to record the company update.
That's
Thanks.
voice cloning.
Voice cloning. The CEO records a few minutes of their voice once. The API learns their cadence, their tone, their intonation.
Now, this is where people get a little squeamish. Is this a deep fake?
It's synthetic media, yes.
Yeah.
But think about the utility here. The marketing or HR team types up the weekly update. Here are the top billers, here's the new compliance rule, and the API generates an audio file of the CEO reading it.
So the recruiter is driving to work or on the treadmill, and they're listening to their CEO explain the new strategy.
It creates alignment. It uses dead time, like a commute for actual training. And because the voice is familiar, the information retention is so much higher than a text memo that just gets deleted.
It's using technology to actually make the company feel more personal, which is kind of ironic.
It is, but it scales the CEO's presence.
Okay, I have to stop you on this next point, though, because as a web user, I have a bone to pick with the staffing industry. Landing pages.
Ah, the thin content problem.
You know exactly what I mean. You go to a site and they have a page for accounting jobs in Chicago. Then you click Houston and it's the exact same text. They just did a find and replace on the city name.
And Google hates that. They call them doorway pages or thin content. If your pages look like duplicates, Google just buries them. You'll never rank.
But agencies do it because they can't possibly write 5,000 unique guides for 5,000 cities.
This is the programmatic SEO play. And I want to be really clear. This is not just about using AI to spin words so they sound different. That's just spam.
That's what I was going to ask. Is this just fancy spam?
No, the API uses that deep research function we talked about. So when it builds the accounting jobs in Chicago page, it queries live data. It finds the median salary for accountants in Cook County right now. It looks at local cost of living trends. It checks supply and demand specific to that region.
So the Chicago page actually has real Chicago data, and the Houston page has Houston data.
Correct. It generates a unique, value-rich 500-word guide. But then, and this is the SEO cheat code, it also generates a 60-second explainer video for that specific market.
And why does the video matter for SEO?
Dwell time. If a user lands on your page and watches a video, they stay longer. That's a huge signal to Google that this page is high quality. The source material claims that pages with embedded video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
53 times. That seems incredibly high.
It's a massive signal. I mean, Google owns YouTube. They love video.
So you basically have an army of automated content writers and video editors working 24/7 to build unique, high-ranking pages.
Which brings in organic traffic, which then lowers your ad spend. It all connects.
All right, we've painted a very breezy picture here, but I want to talk about the elephant in the room, complexity. We've thrown around words like API, webhooks, endpoints. If I'm an agency owner who isn't a coder, I mean, if Python to me is just the snake, is this even accessible? Or do I need to hire a developer for $100,000 to set it all up?
And that's the game changer here. 5 years ago, yes, you absolutely needed a dev team. Today, we have the no-code revolution.
You mean tools like Make.com or Zapier?
Digital Blue, exactly. The Auto Content API is designed to work with these platforms from the ground up.
Explain that for the non-technical listener out there.
Think of it like connecting Lego bricks. You log into a platform like Make.com. You don't write a single line of code. You just create a visual workflow. Brick one is trigger new job, edit in Bullhorn. You draw a line to brick two, action, send that job to Auto Content API, then a line to brick three. Action, upload the result to Spotify.
So if you can build a spreadsheet or a basic flowchart, you can build this automation.
That's the idea, yeah. It democratizes this level of media production. You don't need to be a media conglomerate to act like one anymore.
And we touched on the price earlier, that 4 euro video, but let's look at the broader economics of this.
It's really the difference between linear and logarithmic costs.
Break that down for me.
Human production is linear. If you want 10 videos, you need 10 times the hours and 10 times the money. The costs rise in a straight line with the volume. The API model is logarithmic. The subscription cost basically flatlines.
The source mentions a business plan at around 108 euros a month for 10,000 credits.
Which is just astounding. 10,000 credits could produce something like 1,000 podcast episodes or 25 high-quality videos.
For 100 euros. I mean, even if only one of those videos lands a candidate, the ROI is instantaneous.
Exactly. You can afford to miss 99 times if the cost of missing is basically zero.
So let's bring all this together. What's the synthesis here?
I think the best way to look at it is this. Bullhorn is your system of record. It holds the truth about your business, who you know, what jobs you have. Auto Content API becomes your system of engagement.
It unlocks all that data.
Agencies have always had the knowledge. They have the data. They just haven't had the capacity to share it because they're stuck in the resource bottleneck. This tech just removes that bottleneck. The capacity becomes effectively infinite.
It's a brave new world. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a thought that you pointed out in the notes. We've been talking about humans, candidates, scrolling TikTok, recruiters listening to podcasts, but there's another audience we're completely ignoring.
The AI agents.
This scared me a little when I read it. Unpack this.
We are moving toward a future where search isn't typing keywords into Google. It's asking an AI agent like ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude to just find me a job.
Hey, Siri, find me a Java role in Seattle with good benefits.
Exactly. Now, how do those agents learn? They consume structured content. They watch videos. They transcribe audio. They read authoritative guides.
So if your agency only has a static, boring job board,
you might as well be invisible to the agent. We're moving from SEO to AIO, artificial intelligence optimization. And structured multimedia content is the fuel for those agents. If you aren't producing it, you might not exist in their world.
That is hezzy. It's not just about appealing to Gen Z anymore. It's about appealing to the algorithms that Gen Z uses to navigate the world.
Precisely.
So here is my challenge to you, the listener. Look at your Bullhorn dashboard. Think about that huge pile of boring data you're sitting on right now. The PDFs, the job descriptions, the internal memos. Which one of those could be a hit podcast by tomorrow morning?
The tools are there. You just have to plug them in.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.